Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's what I'm talking about building a city for all. And we're proud of that record. And in my second term, we will continue to move that forward.
Corey O'Connor, your response.
Yes, it is about opportunity. And we're not spending enough money and resources in communities that deserve it. Instead, we're spending millions of dollars on citywide planning studies. That money should be going to helping people achieve their dream and providing them with opportunities in the city of Pittsburgh. I'm glad we're talking about health care for individuals. You know, we know that Black women in our city have some of the poorest conditions when it comes to health care. You know, we have to talk to our health care industries and bridge those gaps. The other thing, there was a great program that was started when I was on city council. It was $500 a month. It was called Guaranteed Income. That was going to help females who are heads of households in low and moderate income neighborhoods, $500 a month to help them in their most needed time. And this administration cut that program. Those are programs that excel and help individuals, and we cut programs like that. Where are our priorities to help people get the opportunities and achieve their dreams in Pittsburgh? They're not here right now.
You're listening to KDKA Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister in our live exclusive debate, the mayoral Democratic primary candidates, incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey, and challenger Allegheny County Controller Corey O'Connor. Mayor, will you name three businesses that this area that you would like to have come to the city of Pittsburgh to help grow the job and tax base?
You know, I think we have to look at where we invested a lot of money. We know that we're a technology town now, and we have to be able to talk about how we bring more technology jobs here, but not just technology jobs. That's one. We also need to complementary industries to be able to ensure that with tech jobs that other people can get jobs around the tech industry as well. And then the third thing that I would love to see come here, if we're really going to continue to invest, is corporations that can come in and help us build a different brand. So those are the three things. And I think we got an opportunity to do that because we got the NFL draft coming next year. You know, one of the first things I did when I came in was I met with Mr. Rooney to talk about the NFL draft, not because I thought we could have it because we got six Super Bowls and that they deserve it, but also it gives us an ability to market our city on a global level, and that's free advertising to talk about who we are and where we want to go. But technology has been an industry. Life science has been an industry. We need to continue to invest in them and make sure that we're turning out the best, particularly with so much investment that we have in technology in the city.
Mr. O'Connor?
So you asked for three companies, not, right? Three companies? Okay, so...
Yes.
while I was listening. I think Covestro, who's out by the airport, they have a lot of spinoffs that could help us, especially filling in our downtown space. And we have to look to organizations like that that do engineering, sustainability. That's a great company that we could actually locate back in Pittsburgh, or at least a spinoff of them. EA Sports, everybody sees it all the time. They are draining our talent pool and taking our university talent to California. Why are we not having that conversation so that graduates from Pitt and CMU don't go to California all the time? EA Sports is taking that talent, and we want to work with them so that we can keep them in our region. That's a great model. And the other one is NVIDIA, who creates microchips. You know, those are chips that are going to help build AI in this region. And imagine if we could start manufacturing jobs around AI, around the technologies that we believe is going to be the future of our region. Those are three companies that I would be on the phone with immediately to have those conversations about investing in our region, and especially in the city.
Gentlemen, we've spent a lot of time kind of pointing out some of the flaws in each other's records and some of the campaign ads that have been doing the same. But this question I want to ask you both, and I'm going to go to Mr. O'Connor first. Sir, name one innovative initiative that you'd like to implement as mayor over these next 4 years. What new process or program would you introduce that is brand new that would make Pittsburgh more innovative and competitive over the next mayoral term?
Yeah, I think it would be permitting is one. Permitting, we have to streamline that process because it takes way too long to get a permit right now. And the one-stop shop is not helpful because even if you go to the one-stop shop, you still have to go to the county to possibly get a plumbing permit. So we have to streamline that process so that not only small businesses, but individuals who want to, you know, put a fence up in their house don't have to wait 4 to 6 months. So that is a major thing that we have to do. The other thing is invest in our youth and our rec centers. There is no reason why our rec centers should not be open from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the mornings. We know that both parents now work in these times that we live in right now. Extending those hours and showing families that we care about them and that we're investing in their kids' futures, that goes a very long way. Also working with our schools. You know, I have a 3- and a 2-year-old, and we want to have a great partnership with our schools that's innovative that we haven't done in the past.
Mayor Mr. Gainey.
Yes, I think the one of the things, and we're actually working on it right now and going to my second term, we will continue, is to change the zoning code that has not been changed in decades. It's prehistoric. So when we talk about introducing inclusionary zoning into our zoning code to make sure that at the end of the day, through inclusionary zoning, that we get 10% affordability on all units over 20 units or more at 50% of the AMI, area median income. What does that mean? A mom that's a social worker making $45,000 can afford to live in every new development that we have. Lot and size reform so we could build more affordable housing. Parking minimums and parking maximums to be able to change it to make it more enticing to developers. And transit-oriented development because we need to build housing near our transit lines. And we definitely need to continue to build relationship with PPS. Me and Dr. Walters have talked a lot. We've created the Youth Civic Leadership Program because at the end of the day, we are getting people, we are getting our children, our students, college credits, 3 college transferable credits anywhere, and paid stipends to be able to learn about city government, something that I never had the opportunity. Youth intern programs so that they can learn youth government, and our youth commission that will help out with the comprehensive plan. That's how you build a city for tomorrow.
Let's talk about public safety and concerns about downtown Pittsburgh, which changed dramatically through the course of COVID. Yes. And the perception that downtown is dangerous. Mayor, you're the incumbent. How do you address people who question the safety of the city of Pittsburgh?
You know, when I came into downtown, everybody knows what downtown looked like. I'm proud of what we've been able to do downtown. Partner with PNC to open up a public safety center for our police to be there so we would have around-the-clock police presence downtown. Our ability to partner with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership to clean up downtown more and more. But what we're missing in downtown is housing. Housing. We know that the model of 9 to 5 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, that business model's gone. We'll be in a hybrid model forever. And what we need to do is repopulate downtown. And that's why we've been so focused on affordable housing. But let's talk about the perception even more, because we need more people on our streets if we're going to change the perception. But on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, the restaurants are packed downtown. When you talk to Kendra from the cultural district, they'll tell you that the audience is back. So we are seeing massive improvements in people coming downtown and enjoying themselves. The shows are back. The restaurants are back. And now we're focused on how we build more affordable housing downtown so young professionals don't have to live on McKnight Road. They can live right where they play at and have a great time. That's how we reinvest and change the perception of downtown.
Corey O'Connor, your response.
Yes, we all know that downtown, it's a comfort level with a lot of people, and they don't want to go downtown because there is no police presence. We do not have a chief of police focusing on those matters, and we know that that's a fact. Affordable housing, again, mentioned. What are you going to do downtown? How are we going to renovate every building for affordable housing? We can't do it. Cities were way in advance from us the last couple years and already doing that. We are playing catch-up. Some buildings can be affordable housing. Most cannot downtown. So you have to create spaces where you're inviting people back downtown for jobs, for companies. But right now there is a comfort level downtown. And we also have to talk about supporting the individuals who are, we walk past all the time. They're people we work with. They're people we know in the city who are unhoused downtown. Their plan is to move them around. We have to make sure that those individuals get the help and support that they deserve. And right now they're not doing it. And it's definitely a comfort level downtown because people don't want to be there throughout the day.
Final question of this segment, gentlemen. I'm going to go to Mr. O'Connor first. Gentlemen, one of the complaints we often hear around the city is the amount of construction in general. Over the past 4 years, we have had concerns about roads and infrastructure, and sadly, we've had the Fern Hollow Bridge collapse of 2022 and the downtown sinkhole of 2019. What should your administration do to remedy these concerns should you serve as mayor over the course of the next 4 years? Mr. O'Connor.
Yeah, I mean, I say this all the time. As a Pittsburgher, we know there are three seasons. There's pothole season, Steeler season, and PennDOT season. So we have to get through a lot of those construction issues that we have. But it's about partnerships. You know, right now there's $31 million being spent on pickleball courts. We have bridges that aren't being opened. And yes, they should be closed for safety purposes. Nobody's going to deny that. But what's the plan to get them open? That's where we have to have partnerships. We have to have partnerships with the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, who has a direct pipeline to the state for more funding to come to our bridges and our infrastructure. This mayor wasn't attending meetings until somebody reported it. You know, you have to attend those meetings so that we are involved in those long-term conversations in this region, because we cannot let any dollar slip past us at this point. We're strapped for cash. That's where we have to have partnerships so that we can rebuild our infrastructure. And right now, we're not doing a good job of having a time frame of when these bridges are going to reopen. There's no time frame on most of them.
Mr. Gainey.
Yes, that's a great question. When I came in, what we realized quickly is that we were not inspecting our bridges or our infrastructures. Mr. O'Connor knows that. He was on council. The Greenfield Bridge fell down. If we would have been inspecting our bridges, once the Greenfield Bridge fell down, we wouldn't have had to worry about the Fern Hollow Bridge falling down.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The reason why we came in and did the type of inspections that we did is because we had to get an inventory of where we are in our infrastructure. So when we did that, yes, every bridge that was in failing condition, because I said I would never wake up again to another bridge collapsing, we closed because we want to make sure that safety is the number one priority. We were fortunate when the Fern Hollow Bridge closed. So, yes, you have the Panther Holloway Bridge and you have the Anderson Bridge. And for the inconvenience, I apologize, but I want to make sure that our infrastructure and our bridges are up because it's important. When we talk about, what, the 31 million pickleball, that's a new public space. It's not about a pickleball. It's about a public space that we're working with the Arts and Cultural District in to make Pittsburgh a place where people can have a destination. That's called tourism. That's called business. That's called the future of who we are.
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Ganey, Challenger, Allegheny County Controller Corey O'Connor. After 2 minutes, we'll come back and we'll have a final question and a chance for each of you to ask each other a question and then your final statements. You're listening to News Radio KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDKA. Callister for our final segment with the candidates here in just a few minutes, but first, want to give each of you an opportunity to ask each other a question. We're live. I've seen your debates on television. Obviously going over many of the things that we just did and then some, but curious if you had a question for each other that you had an opportunity to ask. And I believe Mayor Ganey's first.
Yes, the first question I would have, we both claim that affordable housing is extremely important. I don't just talk about it, I walk it. We had a forum with single moms and seniors talking about the need for affordable housing. Two questions in, my opponent leaves, and we find out later that he had a fundraiser with a corporate predatory landlord. I would like for my opponent to explain why he would leave a forum to go be with a corporate predatory landlord that he knows has multiple complaints about how he treats his property and about what he does to our college kids that's been on Red X the whole nine. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, we had this conversation before. This is again, the rhetoric that we hear. The mayor doesn't want to talk about issues. You want to talk about affordable housing? Okay, I asked him to show me all of the units that he built that were new. Couldn't produce it, lied to the city. He only built a couple hundred new units in this city. That forum, everybody knew, even the people running that forum who are supporting you, knew that I had a prior engagement, multiple engagements. So I left the meeting. And then they asked me to answer their last two questions, and we did that. That's transparency. I wasn't saying I was going anywhere else. They knew that's what was happening. I will have questions and conversations about my record on affordable housing. I voted for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund in the city, built affordable housing in neighborhoods that nobody thought they could be built when I was on city council. So yes, let's talk about affordable housing and let's make sure that we have affordable housing all over Pittsburgh and not a one size fits all like this administration believes they can do.
All right, this is your opportunity, Mr. O'Connor, to ask a question of Mayor Ganey.
Great. I mean, I've known the mayor a long time, and I could ask him about the budget and the deficit. I could ask him why, you know, he had a backroom deal with the chief of police. But you know what? I think we've heard these questions. We've heard these comments a lot. I've known Mayor Ganey for 30 years. You know, we're both good Democrats. I'm the endorsed Democrat in this race. But you know what? Actually, I think we should take a break from politics for a second. And I want to ask him, because he's a huge Steeler fan, I'm a huge Steeler fan. Who do you think the quarterback should be next year? Because I think, look, we've been through the ringer for a while. Let's at least lighten the mood. Let's talk about, you know, you're a fan, I'm a fan. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, one is, I'm not sure who the quarterback should be. I'm really not. And the Steelers is my team. Everybody knows I'm a major lover of the Steelers. I think what they did yesterday was very strategic. So I'm happy with that. But I want to get back to this debate because it's been extremely important. When my opponent asked me to set up a housing tour so that he could see the 1,600 we delivered, whether that was secure, preserved, or new units, we did that.
Well, they were supposed to be
built
new.
Can I finish? I didn't interrupt you. We never said that. We said we delivered. That's what we've been saying since the beginning. And for him not to show up, for him not to come and then make comments today is the rhetoric that I'm talking about. See, if I say I'm going to show up to something, you best believe, Pittsburgh, I'm going to show up for you. If I ask somebody to set something up, I'm not going to back out at the last minute. If I want to know something, I'm going to go find out. That's leadership, not rhetoric.
All right, we have, you want to respond to that, 30 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a lie. It's constant lying. If you look at what he said on his literature, it was 2,000 new units. I asked to see 1,600 new units, which he said an hour before I asked him to do that. You know what came back? There was a tracker that showed 200 new units. That's not 1,600 new units. We are short 6,000 affordable units in this city. Let's finally be open and transparent. Every time this administration gets caught in a lie, they shift to say, well, we delivered, or they're on their way. You have to be transparent. The people of Pittsburgh deserve the truth as to what's happening with our tax dollars and what's happening in our city, and we're not transparent with anybody right now.
We'll have final comments from Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, Allegheny County Comptroller Corey O'Connor, when we come back, and an opportunity to hear their final statements. Next, this is News Radio KDKA. Larry Richard, along with Lenny McAllister, live in studio, our Democratic mayoral primary debate just about done. And I just want to say to both Mayor Ed Gainey and Allegheny County Comptroller Corey O'Connor, we appreciate your time. We know you gentlemen have been through this multiple times. It's meaningful to a lot of people, and it was our goal to have you answer questions, and certainly people will make their own decisions. And Lenny, you have the final question before we get to our final statements.
Thank you, kind sir. I'm going to go to Mr. O'Connor first. Mr. O'Connor, if you will, name one quality or characteristic, non-Steeler related, of course, that you admire about your opponent in this race.
I think I admire his passion. I mean, I think everybody would say that, you know, the mayor's always been passionate, and I've known him for a long time. I always respected his passion that he has.
And Mayor?
Without question, his mom. I think his mom is one of the most kindest, gentlest people I've ever met in my life. And when you're in his mom's presence, you feel good about yourself. And there's not a lot of people that when you get in their presence, you have that warm feeling. His mom was a gem. She was a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And, you know, again, you know, rest in peace forever, because what she did when people were around her, anybody that you talked to say when you left his mom, you felt better about who you were.
Thank you, Mayor. And knowing Corey's mom, I think that's one thing we all agree on. Mm-hmm. Anyone that knew your mom and dad. So that said, 2 minutes for each of you for your final closing statements. Mayor, it's your turn.
One, I want to thank you for having me today. Thank KDKA. We're very proud of the record that we've built. We've been about making sure that we create a city for all since I took office. 1,600 units of affordable housing delivered. 160 properties moved out of the land bank. And remember, when I came in, we had not moved one property out of the land bank. Over 160 properties out. Home ownership, which we know is extremely important because we want to be able to stabilize and build wealth in our city. And to be able to say through us funding own PGH, we have been able to create 150 families that now own their homes. Your children will grow up in generational wealth. I enjoy that so much because I think that's major. A $4 million surplus when most cities are dealing with a deficit because of coming out of COVID, we were able to have a $4 million surplus. Our bond rating increased. Bond rating with PNC just completed. 19% job growth in this city, where most job growth is taking place in the suburbs. We're one of the only city. We're the only city in the Commonwealth where it's taking place here. The lowest unemployment rate in Southwest Pennsylvania. A 33% reduction in homicide. A 45% reduction in gun violence. Our children between the ages of 13 and 17 in 2024, no homicides. Our partnership with the Pittsburgh Public Schools to create a youth civic leadership program where our kids get 3 transferable credits from CCAC, working with Youth Enrichment Services, talking about partners from work, paying them a stipend to learn about city government, a youth intern program where we have youth walking with me and talking with me and understanding city government, a youth commission that will play a major part in making sure that at the end of the day, they help with our comprehensive plan. We will continue in my second term to reduce homicides, build more affordable housing, include our children in everything. Because as I told the children when we went to talk to them, we managed today, but the eyes of tomorrow's leaders is what we need to look at. 40% of my board and commission in our youth. You know why? Because the youth are our future, and I believe in them. Thank you, and God bless you. Pittsburgh, May 20th, vote for Ed Gainey. Let's continue to build a city for all.
Corey O'Connor, you're... final statement. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah, I just like to thank everybody for having us and thank everybody for listening. Pittsburgh, we have a clear choice in front of us. We can continue down 4 years of lack of transparency, lack of investment in public safety. We are walking ourselves off of a financial cliff right now in this city. And by doing that, we won't be able to fill in your potholes. We won't be able to fix our bridges. We won't be able to buy new ambulances that are breaking down to and from calls because we lack transparency and we lack vision. But we have the ability to change, and that change has to happen, and it has to happen immediately. We cannot afford another 4 years of this administration. We need somebody who is going to take responsibility, who's going to be proactive to fix the most difficult problems that are ahead of us. I bring 11 years experience in city government, 3 years experience as your county controller. And I believe with the vision that we have created throughout this election about growth and opportunity all over this region, we can rebuild Pittsburgh. And it's growth with jobs. It's growth with expanding businesses that are here, creating new businesses, welcoming new businesses, building affordable housing and housing of all types all across Pittsburgh. But you need more than one plan to do it. There are multiple ways to do that. And I also believe having a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old that Pittsburgh should be every family's first choice. And right now we are not seeing that. We have to invest in our families, in our rec centers, in our open spaces so that people choose Pittsburgh first and they're not doing that. So we have a great opportunity ahead of us on May 20th to rebuild our city. And I ask for your vote because I believe that Pittsburgh's best days are ahead of us and we have to change course. And that's why I'm asking for your vote on May 20th.
Allegheny County Controller Corey O'Connor, Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Gentlemen, we thank you both. You've been through this process quite extensively. And in 10 days, the voters will turn out. And I know you're trying to energize each of your support base. And we appreciate you being here today.
I appreciate you having us today. Thank Lenny and Lenny. Well, not Lenny and Leonard. Yeah, both of y'all.
And Lenny McAllister.
I'm just going to call y'all the double L's. How's that?
That works every Monday from 8 to 9 here on News Radio KDK.
We're good with that. And we really appreciate you both being willing to come in, do this live. I know it's not easy or fun necessarily, but it's very important that we have these kind of spirited conversations.
Yes.
I appreciate y'all having us, man. Thank you.
All right, Lenny McAllister will stick around, and we'll jump in with, we've got Michael Bartley coming in, and we'll talk about what we just heard in the last hour as KDKA brings you this exclusive live mayoral Democratic primary debate on the world's first radio station. That's where we started, giving you the results and giving you the truth.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.